Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Brendan yesterday unveiled a Celtic Football Club and quite the turnout from the fans to see their new boss. Let's have a chat with the senior sports reporter at our sister station in Glasgow, Alison Robbie. Morning to you, Alison.
Good morning.
How's he been received, Brendan Rodgers, by Celtic fans?
An unbelievable response from the Celtic fans yesterday. It's a beautiful day in Glasgow. Around 10,000 fans turned up at Celtic.
Wow, 10,000.
To greet the new manager. Yep, they were all allowed in to the stadium. They were sitting in the main stand. Brendan, once he'd spoken to the media, came out, stood on a stage in the middle of the pitch, addressed the fans to an unbelievable response. I can't remember the last time a manager got a response like this. Ronnie Dyla, who of course was his predecessor, was a very kind of quiet arrival. Some of the fans turned out, of course, to greet him, but no one really knew who Ronnie Dyla was, and it was all, who is this man? But Brendan Rodgers, the fans are so excited by this appointment.
Yeah, I mean, it is a step up from Ronnie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's face it, when he arrived at the football club, everyone was saying, this is Celtic. Why on earth are we taking a man that we know nothing about? And actually, that's sort of borne itself out in many ways.
Yeah, Ronnie Dyla was a surprise appointment. The whole way through, it looked like it was going to be Roy Keane. Then at the last minute, Ronnie Dyla was appointed. He was an unknown manager from Norway. He'd been at Strongod Set. Didn't have a great deal of experience. And I think for some of the fans, he maybe never really got that real chance because they didn't know who he was. He didn't have that success in Europe that they all wanted. So his time came to an end. Brendan Rodgers, though, is completely different. He's got the experience that the fans want. They wanted this big signing to bring back the excitement and bring back the fans to the stadium as well.
What did Brendan say in his press conference yesterday that you think convinced the Celtic fans as well? What really got in their hearts and their heads?
Very, very well. He talks about always having an affinity with Celtic. He said, I'm a Celtic fan that's been given the opportunity to step out of the stands and into the dugout and manage this team. He says he wants to continue Celtic's dominance of Scottish football. Of course, they've won the last five league titles. He wants to bring back success in Europe. I did say to him, it's only a matter of weeks till these Champions League qualifiers start. Does he think he's got the time to get the squad together that he actually needs? He said, well, we'll just have to. But he's pretty confident that he can be the man that brings back this European success. And I say that's what the fans want. They haven't had it for the last few seasons, and that's a big thing for them. They've been winning the league every season. So now they want that European success again. I remember a few years ago, Neil Lennon took them to the last 16 of the Champions League, and that's the level they want to be at again.
I think it's always dangerous, Alison, when you declare yourself a fan of the football club. And I watched a little bit of that press conference, and he said, oh, my uncles and cousins are here. And I was thinking, oh, no. You know, don't get yourself too close too early on.
Yeah, the whole family was there. They were all sitting behind us in the press conference. They all came in, they looked all so excited to be there. Brendan appeared to be very excited as well, couldn't stop smiling, seemed so excited to be given this opportunity. And he's stressing that, yes, I've managed Liverpool in the Premier League, but coming to Celtic in Scotland in the Premiership is not a step down. He does not see that a step down. I think a few eyebrows were raised that he decided to come to Scotland, but he spoke about the size of the club that Celtic is. And I suppose when you look at 10,000 fans turning out on a Thursday afternoon to greet him, the fan base is definitely there.
Yeah, but it's the pressure, isn't it, at Celtic, isn't it? I know they're the top team. They've got all the, you know, everything in terms of resource and all the trophies behind them. But the expectation is you just have to keep it continuing in that manner. And that pressure must be enormous in its own way.
Yeah, there's a massive, massive expectation when you come to a club like Celtic. The fans want results straight away. They demand the best. They don't want failure. They don't accept losing. Even in Europe, it's like, well, why is this happening? This shouldn't happen. They want immediate success. They want the results. And this is what they're all hoping Brendan Rodgers is going to bring. As I say, they wanted this big signing to bring the excitement back. And they think he is the man to do this.
I tell you what, in terms of expectation, he really threw his hat in the ring because he brought up Raheem Sterling and he also brought up Luis Suarez. And he brought them up in the manner of, I can't remember what the question was. I think someone was saying, what about bringing in new talent? And he said, well, we've got wonderful talent here at Celtic. We've got amazing youth ranks. And then he mentioned Raheem and he said, oh, look, we brought him through and sold him for 50 million. I thought, oh, you're digging here, Brendan, because people are going to start saying you need to do the same. And then he says, we made Luis Suarez into something special. And I just felt he went a bit too far with that, because those expectation levels now, they'll always go back to some of those quotes and they'll say, well, this is what he primed us for.
Yeah, you've obviously got to be very careful what you say in your press conference in the first day. Just he talked up there. I think the question was to do with signings and who you'd be able to bring in, and he made the point that, you know, you've got to look at what you've got first, look through the youth at Celtic, and Celtic do have some very good young players. Kieran Tierney springs to mind, defender who came through this season, actually won Player of the Year, one young Player of the Year for the PFA and Player of the Year for the Football Writers. So there is the talent there, and there's a few other young players coming through as well. So I think he was trying to stress the point that he can nurture this young talent and make them into great stars of the future. But I think Celtic may need to bring in a few as well.
The press gave him a rough time towards the end of his Liverpool career. Are the Scottish press any more lenient?
No. In a word, no. So we're all very nice, but you know, sometimes when the pressure gets ramped up, the questions need to be asked, and it depends how the manager reacts to it as well. I keep going back to Ronnie Dyla, and he was in before him, and he had a lot of pressure. The results weren't coming, and he was constantly asked week after week after week, are you going to leave, etc. He handled it very well. So it depends on how the manager handles it as well, how much slack he's cut in the media, as it is everywhere.
It won't be much. Alison, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Take care. That's Alison Robbie from our sister station in Glasgow.
This is Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.